2020. And so you will have. In the name of Jesus Christ. Shall we put our hands together for the Lord as we have our seat this morning? On behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ, the head of the church, and his servant, the apostle over this commission, let me have this privilege to welcome you to Shiloh Impartation Service. From this very beginning, let me inform you that it shall be impartation for more. Because Hebrews 4:6 made us to understand the grace for more is always there. And he giveth therefore. James 4:6, please. The Bible says he giveth more grace. What does he give? But he giveth more grace. So there is more of God. There is more of Jesus. There is more of the Holy Ghost. So this impartation shall be impartation for more. How many people are ready for more? There is more of God. There is more of his grace. There is more of his glory than what we have ever had. And that more of God is what everyone under the sound of my voice, both in Canaan land and anywhere in the world, you are going to receive in this service. In the name of Jesus Christ. In fact, where you are seated, beginning from now, be meditating in your heart. Lord, I want more of you. I want more of your anointing. I want more. And the Bible has that guarantee for us. He giveth more. You will get more of him. More of his tolerant power. In the name of Jesus Christ. But let's watch a caution in the Bible. James, the same James, chapter 1, from verse 22. There's a caution for us with all the deluge of revelation that we have received. Torrent of revelation, insight, light, understanding. The Bible said in James 1 from verse 22, but be ye doers of the word, not hearers alone, deceiving your own self. I want everyone to be determined to go and do those things that we have been commanded. And look at what the scriptures say. When you are a doer, you have the turnaround. When you are not, you are deceiving yourself. And if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, it's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholded himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetted what manner of man he was. I come again for forgetful hearing. All the things we have learned to do, we have known, no more forgetful hearing. The Holy Ghost will keep reminding us everything. But look at the next verse. What happened? When you remember to do, but also looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein. See continuity? He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Look at the word work, from word to work. That is action. Someone who will take prompt action, necessary action, relevant action. He said, this man, any other person may not be blessed, but this man, who is not a forgetful hearer, but a prompt doer, will be blessed in all his way. You are the one that scripture is referring to. In the name of Jesus Christ. So where you are seated, I want you to bow your head before the Lord and say, Lord, make me a doer of all that I've had. You have given me revelation, you have given me light, you have given me understanding, you have given me wisdom, you have given me what it takes to overturn and overturn and overturn and overturn. Make me a doer, a prompt doer, a delightsome, obedient partaker. That's what I want, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. After this impartation this morning, the grace to do, the grace to be obedient, the grace to persevere and to run with the light, receive it in Jesus' name. You are most welcome. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The next few minutes we shall be thanking God for turnaround testimonies, diverse healings, deliverances, and breakthroughs that we have experienced since Shiloh 2020 commenced. In Obadiah, which is one chapter, in verse 17, he said, on Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. I want us to rise on our feet from the depth of our heart, taking it very serious, telling God that thank you for the turnaround testimonies, all the diverse healings we have experienced, deliverance and breakthroughs. Lift up your voice where you are in any part of the world and consciously begin to thank him for all that has happened. Father, we thank you for the turnaround testimonies, the diverse healings, the deliverances, the breakthroughs that we have experienced since Shiloh 2020 commenced. We are here to say to you, thank you. From the depth of our hearts, we are appreciative to you for all the testimonies we have encountered from the beginning of Shiloh 2020, the diverse healings, the deliverances in the lives of people, the breakthroughs from all over the world that we have experienced since Shiloh started. We are saying to you, thank you. We are saying to you, thank you. We are grateful because no man can boast to be the doer. We are conscious that you did it all, so we have returned to say to you, thank you for making all this happen in our midst. All over the world, you have given us turnaround testimonies. You have done diverse healings, miracles, signs and wonders, your deliverances, breakthroughs in the life of your people, which you have experienced since Shiloh started on Tuesday. You did so much Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and today is Saturday. Lord, we are grateful to you. From the depth of our hearts, we say thank you. For no man could have done it except you. We recognize your place, and we have come back to acknowledge your mighty hand that has done all these things in our midst. No one can boast to be the doer except you. So we are conscious of it, and we have returned to say thank you one more time for the turnaround testimonies, for the diverse healings, for the deliverances and breakthroughs. We are grateful to that we have experienced beginning from Tuesday till now. And we are thanking you because we know by this thanksgiving, which is coming from our heart, that we have acknowledged you as the doer. And no man can acknowledge you as the doer that you will not do more. We are grateful to you because thanksgiving is the beginning from one. We are saying, Lord, thank you specifically for the turnaround testimonies. Thank you for the diverse healings. Thank you for the deliverances. Thank you for the breakthroughs. Thank you for all that we have experienced since Shiloh started. We are really grateful to you. We thank you from the depth of our hearts. We are saying, thank you, Father. No man, I repeat, no man can say he did it except you. And we have returned to give you thanks. Thank you for making it happen. And we give you all the glory. And we give you all the praise. And we give you all the honor for doing it in our lives. For doing it in Shiloh 2020. Take all the praise and take all the glory and take all the honor. Thank you, Father,
In Jesus' most wonderful name, we have given thanks. And let everyone who believes that our thanks be accepted say,
amen.
Give me a big hand. You may be seated. Hallelujah. In the next few minutes, we shall be rising up to give God thanks for the supernatural impact of Shiloh 2020, both at Canaan land and across all our viewing centers around the world. Zephaniah chapter 3 and in verse 17 said, "The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty." Has he not been mighty in our midst? It's mighty, he will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. And he will joy over thee with singing. For all this impact we have seen, shall we rise up on our feet at this moment? Lift your voice and say, "Father, thank you for the supernatural impact of Shiloh 2020, both at Canaan land and across all our viewing centers around the world." Open your mouth and give him the praise. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the praise. We thank you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you for the impact, supernatural impact of Shiloh 2020, both at Canaan land and across all our viewing centers around the world. We honor you, we adore you, we praise you, we magnify you. Be thou glorified, be thou honored, be thou adored. Thank you, O Lord God, you have been mighty in our midst. Lord, thank you for being so mighty in our midst. Mighty at Shiloh ground, at Canaan land, across all the viewing centers around the world, across those that viewed on television and viewed on the internet, the supernatural impact, the impact of the world, the impact of the presence, the impact in miracles, the impact in signs, the impact in wonders. Be thou glorified, be thou honored for multiplied salvations. You will say, and you saved so many, you rescued so many, you redeemed so many, you delivered so many. We appreciate you. Thank you for rejoicing over us with joy in Shiloh 2020, both at Canaan land and across all the viewing centers around the world, on the television, on the internet. We appreciate you. We honor you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We adore you. Blessed be your name for rejoicing over us with joy. Thank you for explosive joy. Explosive joy. Explosive joy. Explosive celebration. We appreciate you. Thank you for resting in your love over us at Shiloh 2020, at Canaan land, across all our viewing centers around the world, across the television, the internet. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We thank you because you joyed over us with singing. We appreciate you for supernatural impact. We appreciate you for extraordinary manifestations. We appreciate you, Father, for the unusual. We appreciate you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We honor you. We appreciate you. Thank you, Master. For you have been mighty. You have been mighty. You have been mighty. It has been mighty. You've been mighty. You've proved yourself to be the El Shaddai, Elion, El Gibor, Jehovah Rapha, Mekadesh. We magnify you. You prove yourself the I am that I am. You prove yourself as the God who was, who is, and who is to come. Jehovah Overdo, the one who can do all things. We glorify you, we honor you, we adore you, we magnify you, because you have been consistent with your character. You backed your word with supernatural impact. You backed your word with signs and wonders. You backed your word with unusual demonstrations of your almightiness, of your I amness. We worship you, we honor you, we glorify you, we appreciate you. El Shaddai, Meshach, Israel, thank you because you are God. Thank you because you are faithful. Thank you because you are mighty. Thank you because you are awesome. Thank you because you are reliable, dependable, ever faithful. Thank you, Lord. Ageless God, dieless God, changeless one, the unusual God. We appreciate you. We honor you. We magnify you. Thank you and thank you and thank you for the supernatural impact, extraordinary impact, unusual impact. Be thou glorified in Jesus' precious name. He has heard us. Give him a big clap and a shout of praise. Take your seat as we welcome the Shiloh Choir.
My status is changing. There's no more declining. Because I believe that I am on my way. I'm on my way to better days. Turnaround is here right now. All the chains are broken. The story is changed now. Healing has come now. Turnaround has come now. Turnaround has come now. Because I believe that I am on my way. I'm on my way to better days. From glory to glory, he's changing me now. Say, I'm not the same man that I used to be anymore. No, 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 no. I'm not the same man that you think you know anymore. Oh, no, no, no. Say, if they that seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Oh, yes, sir. If they that serve the Lord shall not lack any good thing. This is what he said. He said he will supply my needs. Protect me everywhere I go. Yeah. Living in health and wholeness. With Jesus' joy, I've come to say I am on my way. By the word of the Lord. Somebody say, I am.
I'm on my way.
That you used to be before you just say, just keep on serving God. You will not lack any good thing. No, 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 no. Keep on running after Jesus. You will not lack any good thing. This is His promise. He said He will supply your need. Protect you everywhere you go. Yeah, yeah. Living in health and wholeness. With Jesus, joy, I come to say, you are on your way. You are on your way by the word of the Lord.
Wonderful ministration. Let's celebrate Jesus with the biggest hand of praise.